Okay, we are continuing now Nedarim, Hey Amad Aleph, about three lines down, discussing the sugya of Yadayim She'enu Mochichos, unclear languages that are not specified exactly what the person has in mind when they are taking the neder. So it says like this. We're continuing now, picking up the last thing we had was the statement of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So Gemara now asks, Tanan, Hareini Alecha Cherim. A person says, it's going to be a mission later on them, Zion, on the days. Somebody says to them, I am to Cherim. Charamim are property that's dedicated to the base of Migdash. So Hamudar Oser, the one who the neder was said it, he's going to be prohibited from getting hana from the one who made the neder. Al hamadir madir lo, but the one who made the vow is not going to be prohibited from getting a hana from the one who the neder was going on. Right. So the problem is like this: according to what Shmuel had said right on yesterday's Amud, both of them should have been prohibited, both the madir and the mudar, right? The one who made the vow, one who's the subject of it. But here it says the madir's not. Kigon, so the answer's up. No, really, must be where he spoke out. Tefarish, he said, va'at alai lo, but you are not on me. So, I mean, if he hadn't specified it, then it would have been both ways. At alai cherem, the Gemara now says, the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah, says, if you are like me, to Cherim, meaning something that's property based in Migdash. Hanoder Osir, the one who made the neder is going to be also to get any benefit from the other person. Aval Mudar Lo, but the one who the neder was said is not going to be also to get any benefit from the one who made the vow, right? So again, according to Shmuel, both of them should have been Osir on each one of them. Kigon, so where answers no, same thing. We're talking about a case, to Bafari, she spoke out and said, Va'ana Alach Lo, that I am not like a cherim to you. Avastam amai. Okay, so Norna asks, what if he just said this neder in a very stam, unspecified lashon? So mai, what's the din? Shnehen asurin? Are they both going to be osur on each other? Baha made a ketani sefer. From the fact in the sefer, Misha said, Hareini alecha va'at alai, right? When I'm on you and you're me, we're both like cherim, charamim, like property based in Migdash, shnehen asurim. That's the case where both are going to be osur from each other. So what does that imply? Right? Shnei Masurin, what does that imply? Hadin hu de Shnei Masurin. Right? So then, in that case, they're both going to be osur. Hastama, but when he doesn't necessarily speak it out clearly, he just says it in a general, unspecified way, hu osur v'cheber mutter. So in that case, he would be osur from getting benefit from the other guy, but the other guy is mutter for him to get benefit. And that's not like what Shmuel said. So that's our kasha on Shmuel. Oh, so what is really Shmuel mean? Another attempt. El hachi itmar. This is how you have to speak it out. The hachi itmar de Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Mudr ani l'cho. If a person says, I am vowed to you, said Shnei Masurim. Both, it works both ways. I can't get it from him, he can't get benefit from me, fine. Mudrani heimach, I'm avowed from you, so in that case, hu osur v'chevero mutter. He, the one who made his, can't get benefit from the other guy, but the other one is going to be, it's mutter for him to get some hana from, back from him. Hamas nis in the ketani heimach, I didn't want to ask, but the Mishnah said a case where he says, I'm from you, heimach, right? But ukmino lemesnisin leshmuel, we explain the Mishnah according to Shmuel, bechulan ad shomer shani toim loch lecha. He adds on this phrase, I'm gonna taste something from you, shani ochel lecha, I'm gonna eat something from you, hu do osu vechaver mutter. That's the only case where it's going to be one directional, right? When he spoke it out, and said that he's not, he adds on this additional phrase, I'm not going to eat anything, I'm not going to taste anything. Avamudrani heimach, but occasionally says, I'm avowed from you, so Shnei Masurin. They're going to be both. It's reciprocal, right? Each one's going to be also in the other one. So what do you see? Shmuel doesn't make a chiluk. Shmuel does not make any distinction between these types of phrases, right? So therefore, that can't be the Peshat and Shmuel anyway. Ella, wow, okay. Me'ikara de Shmuel hachi itmar. Now we go back the way we want to say Shmuel was the original understanding, the original pshat in Shmuel. Time of the Omer, the reason is because he said, Shani oichel lecha, I'm going to eat from yours. Vishani toim lecha, I'm going to taste something of yours. Hu de ain't osir, ella ba'achila. meaning he's only be osir from eating something that belongs to that other person. However, ha the mudrani mimcha, but he says I'm vowed from you without specifying anything else. Osir afilu b'hano. Then it's much more inclusive, and it would be not only an isra of achila, it'd be an osir for him to get any benefit whatsoever. Okay, so the Gemara now asks a question on that. Actually, before we see the Gemara's question, let's do the run. El meikara de Shmuel hachi itmar, right? Ava mudrani mimcho. When he says this lashna mudrani mimcho, osur afilu behano. That's inclusive, and that gives the prohibition of getting benefit from there much more expansive than just eating klomer. The yadayim she'enu mochichos habi yadayim, because this is the whole idea that we've been talking about. These yadayim, these partial statements that are unclear what you mean, habi yadayim, that counts. U'mishum hachim, because this is considered to be a significant statement, osur afilu behano. The Ran speaks out that there's a prohibition even on, not only on achil, but even on hana as well. Okay, yeah, back in the Gemara. Elahachi Itmar, right? So now we're up to, this is the pshat, another one to say within Shmuel. Several attempts. Taima de Omer, the reason he said, Shani Ochelecha. He said, he spoke out what exactly he wants to limit. He's not going to eat from you. Shani Toim Lecha, I'm not going to taste anything of yours. Hu de Oser. That's when it actually becomes Oser from getting, benefit from anything. Aval Omer Mudrani. Mudrani Mehimach. When he says, I'm vowed from you, Lo Mashma de Omer Oser. That doesn't necessarily imply that he's actually prohibiting anything. My Mashma, what perhaps could it be interpreted to mean? Now, the rule is, with Nedarim, Holchim Achar Lashon B'nei Adam, we have to see, we're always trying to figure out what did the people mean when they meant this, when they said this statement. So my mashma, the girl, is like trying to figure out here what possibly, alternatively, could have meant. So Mudra Nim Mimcho, when he says, I'm taking a netter, right? Lo Mishta'ina Behadach Mashma. Right? I'm not going to be speaking with you. Okay, when he says the words "mufashrani mimcho," I'm going to be separated from you. Delo avid no imach masa matan mashma. I'm not going to be doing any business with you. Miruchukani mimcho. I'm going to be far away from you. Delo keimna ba'arba amos dilach mashma. I'm not going to be within your dalad amos. Practically speaking, Ramoshi gives the measurement of Dalad Amos as 7 feet, 3 inches. So I'm not going to come within 7 feet of 3 inches of you, right? Okay, so meaning you can have other types of ways of interpreting these statements. Now on Amid Beis, Salem Kasav Shmuel, so if all this is true now, should we say it really? Shmuel holds Yadayim Shein Mochichos Lo Havi Yadayim, that when you give a very clear statement, and it's partial, right? It's an incomplete expression what you're making in this neder, right? It doesn't say exactly what your statement means. So do we say that really is Yadayim? That's good. Or it says in? Yes, that's true. Shmuel Mukim Lo Lemas Nisin Kereb Yehuda. He holds the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, the Amr, Yadayim She'enu Achichos, Lo Havin Yadayim, who holds that when you make something that's very ambiguous, and it's only a Yad, that's not considered to be a valid form. Okay. We did this Rambam before, I'm going to see it again now. It's a Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Gimel. The Rambam writes, Ha'oim L'chaveiro Mudrani Mimcho Mashma Dobrze Shlo Yadabrimo. I'm not going to speak to you. Mufrash Ani Mimcho, I'm going to be, separating myself from you, mashma shlo yisa v'yit anymore. I'm not going to do any business with you. Meruchak ani mimcho, I'm going to be far away, a distance. Mashma shlo yeshev imo ba'arba amos. I'm not going to sit within your dalad amos. V'chein im amr lo munuda ani lecho, o mish mashtan al mimcho, these are expressions. Aval im amr lo mudra ani mimcho shlo ochel lecho. Now, this is not a yadayim anymore. Now he's actually speaking out. I'm not going to eat from you. O mufrash ani mimcho shlo ochel lecho. He adds the phrase, I'm not going to eat. O meruchak ani mimcho shlo ochel lecho. Anyone he adds on to these phrases, I'm not eating. Harei ze osul ochelo. In this case, now it's forbidden for him to eat his food, v'im ochel kezayis mikol nechosov, and if he does violate this and eats from anything of his food, his possessions, loke, he gets malchus, mishum, he was oiver, lo yachil devaro, he violated his oath, in fact, by eating from this. So that would be yadayim she'en mochichos havi, lo havi yadayim. All right, we will pick it up in Ritz Hashem with Detanan on next Amud.